Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think that just makes life more enjoyable when everybody is humble, hardworking, and will play any role that they have to help a team succeed.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think that just makes life more enjoyable when everybody is humble, hardworking, and will play any role that they have to help a team succeed. Sure. You do have to have a certain amount of talent to win in our league, as we all know, but good people is it makes coming to work more fun.
Boom. 617-779-0985. That was Danny Ainge yesterday talking about, good people.
What's going on down there?
To be around good people.
So a lot of people heard that
from Danny Ainge yesterday.
That's like Caillou. And Caillou likes everybody. Everybody gets along.
They took that to mean Danny Ainge taking a shot at Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird coming out of Danny's mouth, though.
It is.
Danny should just be concerned about putting the best team possible together.
Said, I think it just makes life more enjoyable when everybody's humble, hardworking, and will play any role they have to help the team succeed.
Sounds like a rebuild to me.
Good people makes coming to work more fun. I mean, he's talking about the guys he drafted, though.
Yeah, kids.
He's talking about the quality of the guys he drafted and the sort of the character element of the guys he drafted. I mean, yeah, it's fun if you want to assume that's a shot at Kyrie, or he could just be saying that
Aaron Baines.
What?
Is it shot at Aaron Baines? No.
What the hell Baines ever do?
Why is it a shot at Aaron Baines?
Well, I was saying, like ponytails, like Kyrie, like I said maybe Aaron Baines was a bad joke, apparently.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
Shut up, McCone.
Jesus, McCone.
God.
I thought that was funny.
Twice an hour.
I thought that was funny.
Of course you thought it was funny. It was your joke.
Freaking Providence.
My God.
It's unbelievable. Who did your hair today?
Do you know what I think?
Your mom combed your hair.
Honestly, do you know what I honestly think it is? I think it's Danny Ainge talking about his draft pick, saying that he wants to find like high character guys who he drafts.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is that what they do? Isn't that what every executive does?
Sure.
Is that what Bill Belichick wants to do?
Yes.
Right?
And you might not.
I don't want to coach a-holes anymore.
Right.
Is that what all these guys do?
Maybe after having a heart attack, he says, I don't want to be involved with a-holes anymore.
I don't know. I wouldn't even read that into it. I don't think that's fair to read any of this into it. Maybe the guy, like any other normal human being, says, I don't want to be around a-holes, period.
We read into everything, though. Why isn't it not fair this time?
Because, do you know why? You know why I'm resistant to do it? Because I think it's...
Because you're on Team Kyrie?
No, because I think it's butthurt Celtics fans that just want to rip Kyrie just to continue ripping Kyrie. That's why. Because you have this, like, just desire to keep continuing to rip Kyrie and continue to reinforce how bad of a guy Kyrie is to make yourself feel better about the current state of the Celtics. That's what you're doing. That's my
But if you're honest with yourself, you think he's talking about everybody, including Kyrie and the guys that are going to remain here, right? The way they all
acted. Isn't he being asked about draft picks?
Yes, but he also said it's better to come to work.
Do you know what I think it is, too? I think in the NBA and all these stupid Instagram and Twitter posts that NBA fans now are conditioned to read into everything. And I think you have to remind yourself that Danny Ainge is an adult. He's not like the children on his team and the children that play in his league. He doesn't have all these coded messages. If Danny Ainge wanted to call Kyrie an a-hole, you know what he'd probably do? He'd probably just say he's an a-hole because he doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need to code all these messages and speak in, you know, all these layers that all these players do and all these messages that they want you to read into. I don't think he's hiding anything. I think he's an adult. I think he's just speaking like an adult, that it's important to have, you know, it's nice to have good character guys and have good guys around. It makes coming to work more fun. It makes it an easier job. And it makes having shared success better and more enjoyable. And it's an obvious statement. I think a lot of executives and a lot of people feel that way. But no, isn't it more fun? Oh, he's ripping Kyrie. Yeah, way to go, Danny. Yeah, rip Kyrie. He sucks. That's what Celtics fans just want. That's all they want right now. That's why I think this is
happening.
There's
some validity to it, too. You got to admit there's some validity to it. If teams are considering...
Based on what? What was the question?
If teams are considering D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie on the same plane because of all the crap that Kyrie takes with him, then there's something there.
Is that about wanting a quality guy or about not wanting to have the a-hole impact the team to the point of losing?
Yeah, they're going to take the guy that tape recorded his teammate talking about cheating on his girlfriend or his wife over Kyrie. Some teams are considering that.
Yeah. Right.
Because maybe he's not pleasant to work with on a daily basis, and maybe D'Angelo Russell is.
Right. And who's the better, more high character quality guy?
Oh, yeah, I don't want either of them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They both suck. They both would probably suck to have around on a daily basis.
You'd always be looking over your shoulder with D'Angelo Russell, right?
I just think all these guys say that. It's true.
I don't think it's not a shot at anybody.
I
think Danny's at a press conference trying to answer a question. I think he's just trying to give you something.
I think the Celtics fans just want to make themselves feel better about the fact that they're trying to blow a huge chunk of their cap space on Malcolm Brogdon today. And because of that, you want to just feel better and make yourself feel better when you tuck yourself in at night with your Celtics sheets and your Celtics footy pajamas by saying that Danny Ainge is taking a shot at Kyrie yesterday. So if that's what makes you feel better and sleep easier at night, then congratulations.
But do you think Ainge wants Kyrie back?
Yes, absolutely.
I disagree.
Absolutely.
I think it's gone too far down the road. I don't think they want him back anymore. Yeah, from all the stuff you read and all the stuff you see out there, I think it's too far down the road.
He wants him back, Danny but Ainge, knows he can't
Danny
bring
Ainge,
him back.
Danny Ainge is smart enough to know that it's over. He's not trying to get him back.
Right.
The ship has sailed.
He can't get him back.
But if Kyrie Irving called today and said, Danny, I want back in.
Let's talk.
Danny would go pick him up at the airport and say, I'll be there in a minute.
As
don't
an asset
worry.
Or as a player?
As a player, asset, however, what do you mean as an asset?
I think he might want him back as an
what,
asset.
What, to sign him and trade him?
Yeah.
No. No, he wouldn't bother. No. As a player. As
he
a
loves Boston, assets.
As a Boston Celtic, he would go get Kyrie Irving. As a building block, he would go pick up Kyrie Irving.
No, I disagree. I think that's gone.
He'd help him find a new home in Weston or anywhere else he'd want to live. He'd go home shopping.
I think you're hoping that's the case.
I'm not hoping anything.
Just like you think Celtics fans are hoping that he was ripping Kyrie, you're hoping that's the
case. I think it's dead and over with. I'm not hoping anything. It's totally done. It's dead. He's not coming back. I'm not hoping for anything. I'm realistic. It's over.
Yeah. You're back to 4 years ago, pal.
I have zero hope of anything.
Have fun.
With Kyrie Irving.
And play hard.
Long dead. He's gone. But if you ask me, a question. Do I think he'd want him back? Absolutely. Yes. And he'd even help him find a new house and a new realtor.
Yep.
And he'd say, you shouldn't rent this time. You should buy. Really? You don't want to throw all that money away every month on rent? $10,000 a month in rent? Yes, I know you're a millionaire. Yes, I know you make crazy money. But come on, you should invest in something. You should see a little return on that. You know? Put that into a mortgage payment every month, Kyrie. Don't just blow that on rent.
I just think Ainge has been, his whole life, he's been talent, 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 talent. He gets to the point this year where during the season ends up having a heart attack. I don't know if it's because of the stress of the team. I don't know. But then he comes out and says this in this press conference. I'm going to connect the dots, yes. Maybe I'm wrong to do that, but I'm going to connect the dots.
So he's a changed man now because of the heart attack. He's going to look at basketball and the sport of basketball differently now in the landscape of the NBA. I think you're nuts. I think this guy would take Kyrie back in a second if Kyrie called him and said, I want to come back.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Because Danny knows you need talent. He always, hey, you need talent to win.
Yeah. Jim in Melrose. Jim. Jim. Okay. Not there. Oh. Could be us, too. Call us back, Jim. Brandon in Fitchburg. Brandon?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to call because I'm dropping my daughters off right now. And when you were playing the cut of Caillou, my daughter doesn't watch it. And she was giving me like a what the hell kind of look in the backfield. Like, what is this garbage?
Yeah. Well, your new Celtic player likes it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was Kyrie when you guys were first playing it. That's totally something I could see him saying. So. Yep.
Well, I think they should move on from this kid. They should probably trade him. I think it's grounds for termination.
There's an issue there.
They should follow up for sure on this. They shouldn't let this go.
They didn't do their homework on this kid.
Obviously not.
As much as you like to say Danny's.
You know, Danny, you like having high character, good people around? You might want to take a look at this kid.
Man, we got a
wacko. Might want to take a double take here.
You just drafted a wacko.
What the hell did we do?
Who wants to work around Caillou every day?
Nobody.
No one.
Jim in Melrose is back. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so you're right. Danny would take him back. Really, anyone would in that situation just to try to continue the team he wanted.
Yeah.
But they don't have the clout they had around the league, even if they do. You know, I think he blew it. I think Kyrie blew it, and other teams will take him because he's a great player, but if he sets his games, they'll cut his, you know, they'll get rid of him. And I think the Seas are going to be fine. Take Brook Lopez or someone like that to fill it in, and he's a good player, I think. If I could just say one more thing, the newspapers and stuff in town, the Herald had no basketball coverage on the Sunday newspaper for the Celtics 3 days after the draft. Nah. No coverage.
Well, they probably took the weekend off.
Yeah, yeah, they've never been more
irrelevant. It's a nice weekend.
I mean, it's been gutted. That paper's been gutted. It's barely alive. It's on its last legs.
Yeah.
It's just too bad. But it's not what you want. But
bring the inside track back.
That's the reality of the situation. Brook Lopez. You know Brook Lopez? McCone?
No.
You out on that too?
Yeah.
You're pretty much done, huh?
Like, here's where the Celtics are at. Welcome to the new Celtics.
It'll be a fun year, though.
Welcome to the new Celtics.
Cheer them. I'll stand.
They're going to have good people, though.
Don't listen
That's
to
for
coach.
Sure. Yep. They're going to have nice guys.
They're
going to be nice guys with
they're
good
gonna,
locker room.
They're going to play hard.
They got a lot of nice community involvement. They're going to be good people.
Fourth.
What? Hold it up.
Fourth.
Fourth what?
Distant fourth.
Oh, in
you
town.
Are a distant fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody tweets us that Ainge's taking a shot at Rozier, not Kyrie.
Oh,
that's
Rozier.
That's possible, too.
Could be Rozier. Yeah,
you
sure.
You know what? Kudos to you, then. Like, I don't want Rozier back.
I'm going to use that as a pushback here. On the Kyrie who I don't think it's a shot at Rozier either. I'll state that. But for those of you who think it's a shot at Kyrie, why don't you think it's a shot at Rozier? Or in Tim McCone's case, he suggested maybe it was a shot at Aaron Baines. Why don't you think it's a shot at Aaron Baines?
Horford just opted it out, right, too?
Yeah, why isn't it a shot at Al Horford?
Nobody ever forgets like that. Okay, Isaiah Thomas at
let's
end.
Be realistic,
scary,
though. Let's be realistic about it. And if and by the way, if Danny's really honest about this, if this is how he truly feels about how he wants to build his team, why would you even consider bringing back Terry Rozier? Why would you bring that back into your locker room? Him and his attitude, why would you want that on your team? I wouldn't bring it back. I'd say, nope. If we're all about good guys now and, you know, high basketball character, that's the last guy I'd be bringing back onto the team. Nope, you can go play elsewhere. We got Caillou now.
Play that when they take the court. Yeah.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We got Caillou on the team now. There is a sports radio show host in Kansas City.
Should be promoted to a program director.
Who's taken a lot of heat today for some criticism of Andy Reid because it was related to Andy Reid's children. We will explain his sons, who you may remember were in some trouble years back. We'll get to that. It also relates to Tyreek Hill, who reportedly will have a meeting with the NFL. We'll get to that coming up next.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. People, great service since 1928.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is the telephone number. Dave's in the truck. We'll go back to your phones. Hey, Dave.
What's up, dudes? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
Bear with me here for one second. I'm going to try to put my UMass journalism education to good use. But I think, I don't even remember the name of the guy that did the story.
Kevin Kreitzman is the
host. Is he a Beasley guy?
He's not, no.
Okay. Why?
Kudos. So because I just feel like, why are we giving this guy any attention at all? To create these sensationalistic narratives and to buy into
that's
and
a problem today.
As a Boston market to buy into that. I understand the coach of the team is not responsible for an adult player, just like he's not responsible for his adult children. I'm as a parent and just a human being, I'm not offended by you guys. I love you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
The idea that is somehow his family life and his, you know, whatever issues that are involved there, whatever they are, whether it's whatever, unless he himself is, you know, being violent or committing crimes, his kids are his kids.
His point, but listen,
it has nothing to do with how he coaches that team. Yes, maybe you can gain some insight into his psychology. I'm not a psychologist.
It's his team. He's the figurehead, as you are the figurehead of your family. He's trying to make the point that, you know, he sort of has, I don't want to say tunnel vision, but his point about he's a great play caller. He's not saying he's a great head coach.
I really do try to appreciate all perspectives and keep an open mind when it comes to these things. But I really feel like, you know, sometimes the lines, as you guys well know, being in the business, sometimes the lines between entertainment and journalism are blurred beyond belief.
Well, I mean, he has a player that is banned from his facility for playing, the best player in a football team. The best player that an actual Patriot told me recently is pretty much uncoverable. You cannot cover this kid. He's a weapon. And yet, he's not allowed to work out there. But, what is his offense without this player? If he knows, I need this player to make my offense go, stretch stuff, then he should go out of his way to help the player.
Side. That's the business side to it, though. He's trying to protect his assets. And I understand all that. But what this guy on the radio in Kansas City is doing is reprehensible. I'm sorry. We all know Andy Reid's history. We all know he has a child that died tragically. We all know his children have had, you know, problems with the criminal justice system. We know all this. To try to make a connection between a player that has serious personality flaws and a head coach who has problems at home, to try to make that connection, just I think it's disgraceful. And I appreciate you guys giving me the time to express my opinion about it.
Dave, I would say it's twofold. My point on this is twofold, and this is what I think Kevin Kreitzman was. And I actually heard a little bit more than this than just that small clip that we played that's sort of making the rounds. Number one, I don't think it's fair, number one, to hold anybody to this sort of level and this expectation. And I think Kreitzman's sort of responding to this idea. And that's how I would respond to it, number one. I would respond to this idea that Andy Reid could somehow be the guy, or the Chiefs or any organization, but specifically Andy Reid because he's the coach there, that he could somehow keep Tyreek Hill in line with, you're selling me that? I mean, that's the immediate response. You're telling me you can keep Andy, you're telling me Andy Reid can keep Tyreek Hill in line? Well, my immediate response is, come on, Andy Reid's not the guy for that. Andy Reid has had issues keeping, and then you go down this story of, you know, he once had a judge in court telling him his own home, his home address, the home that he owned was a drug emporium.
Right.
He couldn't even prevent his own home, his home address, where he slept every night with his wife and his two kids under that roof. He had a judge in court call it a drug emporium.
This is why Aitman could have the opinion that he has.
Where there was
because it's
drug dealers
right.
living and
that
guns. And come on, like, what are you talking about? He couldn't keep his own home and literally his own home in line. Forget what activities his kids were doing as adults. I get that. But if you can't keep the activity out of your own home, then you can literally use the line. Can't keep your own home in order. Because you were getting criticized in court back in Philadelphia. So that's where that goes. But then I would go to that second part, which would be my overall point of, this isn't even fair to put on anybody in general. That you're going to expect an NFL head coach to keep a violent person who's accused of being violent with a 3-year-old kid in line. What? Someone else is going to be responsible for that guy in this league? What NFL coach are you going to put that on? Or do you think it's okay to... What coach would it be okay to think that, you know what, if he plays for him, it'll all be okay? He'll keep an eye on him. You know how crazy that sounds? And it sounds crazy when people do it here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't worry, though. You know, if you just put him in a winning situation, you know, he'll be a better person, too.
Basically, you got to babysit someone 24 hours a day, or the minute they slip out, boom, they revert. Just
and
like
I'm talking
Josh
about
Gordon
the guys
did.
That are violent. I'm not talking about drug problems. Right. I'm talking about guys that have violent, off-the-field, criminal tendencies. That if you somehow think it's going to be solved by where they play,
yeah, you think they could have fixed Aaron Hernandez?
No, but I think it's different when it's fully known what is happening,
right?
So no, clearly that is not how it works, and probably never will be. That's all. 617-779-0985. The telephone number. Did you know there were 9 shark sightings yesterday?
Yeah, I heard Skomel talking about this. He was a little surprised. He expected 1.
9.
This time of year, he expected to see 1.
Not 1 or 2. 9.
9.
We had 9 yesterday. I thought there was that 1 in Wellfleet.
No.
That we saw yesterday.
Ashley Grace. Nice
Ashley
little name.
Grace.
That nice little 13-footer.
Big girl.
Thick. They said the girth on her. My God. This was a couple years ago. She was
big
dead.
One. No, there were 9. Zoe, do you have a statement on this?
I do.
Okay, that's next.
Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
4th is coming, baby. That's right. Next week, everybody knows I love fireworks. Only one place that I go to stock up, Atlas Fireworks. They have everything that you need. Atlas Fireworks, go there to celebrate the 4th in style. Don't wait right now. Visit one of Atlas Fireworks' 4 New Hampshire locations. Talking about Amherst, Belmont, Newport, or Ringe. Get them. Get them there. Get them now. Great sales. Get ready to put on the show for the 4th of July. Don't take it from me. How about take it from your New England championship teams? They're the ones that actually go to Atlas. Patriots just had their big ring ceremony. Atlas was there to shoot the fireworks off for that. Don't forget, you must be 21 or older. Fireworks are not legal in all locations. They got the big boys. They got the ones that fly. Visit atlasfireworks.com for details and directions. Atlas Fireworks, light up the night.
The summer's hottest luxury has arrived at Audi Native. Hurry in to experience the bold styling and unparalleled performance of a new 2019 Audi for yourself. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom or start your deal online at AudiNative.com.
Have you been struggling with drugs and alcohol? Have you tried quitting on your own, but it's too overwhelming and you give up? AdCare Hospital is here to help. With their inpatient detox program, they provide comfort medications and care to help alleviate the pain and anxiety that can accompany withdrawal. And it usually only takes 3 to 5 days. Let's hit the reset button together. Call AdCare Hospital at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL or adcare.com.
At Boar's Head, we believe culinary journeys don't always need a passport. So when we crafted our Madrasala curry chicken, we did the traveling for you. Masterfully seasoned with layers of Indian spices, then slow roasted for an aromatic fusion of exotic flavor. Taste the vibrance of India, now at your deli. Madrasala Curry Chicken, only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Hey, it's Wallach. This 4th of July, I'm hitting the road and my car's ready because I took it to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. My wife had given me a bunch of errands to do, so I was in a rush, but Valvoline Instant Oil Change made it easy. No appointment was needed, it took under 15 minutes, and they have drive-through service, so I didn't have to get out of my car. And to make things even better, I save 15% on my entire invoice by entering GetAnOilChange.com on my phone and showing the attendant the mobile coupon. Try it yourself. It's GetAnOilChange.com to save at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. For starters, they love a nice, cold Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's delicious, it's refreshing, and it has zero sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. Because who decided beef shouldn't have a buddy? And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. No compromises there. Oh, and when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. So crack open a Pepsi Zero Sugar and taste what it's like to have it all. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar, no compromises needed.
Who did Honeydew make the new cage-free egg, bacon, and cheese breakfast sandwich for? They made it for you, person with two toddlers and no free time, because you're a doer and you know that the taste of freedom is the best taste there is. Try a delicious breakfast sandwich and pair it with a refreshing Pepsi today. Only at Honeydew.
Tune in every Friday to Felger and Mazz for Agenda Free Friday.
Felger and Maserati on a Friday. You know what that means, Anthony?
Agenda Free.
With your wonderful telephone call.
Tomorrow night at the Guy.
You know who's in town?
Craig, when do pitchers and catchers report?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, that was the day after the Super Bowl.
When's the day, Boston? Do you know?
Agenda Free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now. Bernardi for life. BernardiAutoGroup.com.
Join Carlsberg and the 98.5 Street Team this Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at Game On. Enter to win tickets to see Liverpool FC take on Sevilla at Fenway Park, presented by Carlsberg, the official beer partner of the Liverpool Football Club. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world. Must be 21 plus to enter.
Has location been your excuse not to call Awaken 180 Weight Loss? Well, move over excuses, because Awaken 180's new downtown location has moved in. 3 Center Plaza, Government Center.
Here's what's brewing. Fueled by Dunkin' on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Join the Hub crew in Carlsberg Beer today, and you can score tickets to the Liverpool-Sevilla game at Fenway on July 21st. Find us at the Bleacher Bar from 3:30 till 5:30, and Game On from 5:30 till 7:30 to watch the game, score Hub gear, and a chance to win tickets. No purchase is necessary, but you got to be 21 plus to winner. Brought to you by Carlsberg, official beer partner of the Liverpool Football Club, and 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This hour is Zolak and Bertrand's, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Summer's here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to GettingOilChange.com to save 15%.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And tonight, another sighting, but this time in Cape Cod Bay, where shark biologist Greg Scolmo went for the first time, and he was surprised.
Admittedly, I thought we'd see a couple. I don't know if I expected to see more than 9, which was pretty impressive.
This was about 3 miles off Wellfleet, one of the sharks already tagged and named Ashley Grace.
We have been hearing a lot of rumors about white sharks in the bay.
In fact, Jay Race has seen them there too.
I've seen a lot of them in the bay in Wellfleet.
Skolmul tells Boston 25 the white sharks are after easy meals, and this time it's not seals.
We had been hearing from the charter captains that fish Cape Cod Bay routinely that the white sharks have been eating the striped bass off their lines.
We play this for the one-armed drummer. Because for any bands out there, you want to go swimming in the waters of Cape Cod, this is what happens. So, you're kidding me now, right, Beetle? So Greg Scalmo, Mr. Shark Boy, clever, our local clever boy.
Clever boy.
Goes down there to scout things out, and he's expecting to see maybe a single spot or one sighting of a shark. They had more than nine.
That's what Scalmo said. That's from Fox 25. Depending on which story you read today.
So I told you this last year. I got a buddy that, and we go striper fishing all the time at the mouth of the canal on both sides because that's where the mackerel are. You catch the mackerel. It's live bait. You just throw them over, and boom, stripers hit them. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, stripers hit them. So there was a report last year, and they're trying to document it, that on Buzzards Bay side, a guy swears that he's got a 23-foot Mako boat, and he said a great white came up and bit it right off the line. So I saw the head, came right out of the water, and people in our area down there are trying to refute it because, God forbid, you have a sighting of a great white shark in Buzzards Bay.
They don't buy it.
Right, they don't buy it. But more and more of these stories of now we can't swim because of the seals. You want to protect the little seals. So try to find another way to have fun with your family. So do a little fishing out in the bay.
Again with you and your seals.
And now the sharks are hitting stripers. So not only are they killing the seals, they're killing the stripers. Did you see the video
That's called the ocean.
I know it is. Did you see the video of the 20-foot little fishing boat? A couple guys are out and having some fun. This is in Long Island.
I did. I saw that.
And the size of that one had to be a 17-footer just sticking its head out of the water.
Well, like Jaws. They had a cage full of bait hanging off the back of the boat.
I don't care how much. Well, that's kind of where you have a live well or you have a cage that you put in the water. Keep the fish alive. Can't replicate that type of water on the boat. Keep it off the boat right there in a little cage. These things are everywhere now. And they don't seem like they want to do anything about it. Like these towns, you know. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to be really offended by what Christmas tree shops, our good friends, put on there. They're out there. What are you going to do about it?
We know that. Shark season's here, everybody. Welcome to shark season.
The problem is the frequency of it. Year to year to year to year. Now, the activity. This is early. That water's cold down there right now. What's it going to be like in a month?
They're here.
Hello.
Welcome home, boys.
Land shark.
Welcome home. Sharks are here. Sharks are here.
I got some friends that have know some realtors down the Cape. I know you have talked to some people.
Yeah, I've talked to some people. They think the property values are getting impacted by this already. Slightly.
But it's enough.
But it's starting.
Now, most people can't afford anything in the Cape anymore because you sort of run out of room.
Love it. I hope the prices plummet.
Just keep dropping. Not like you're going to stick your kids in the water.
You and I start buying some things up
My kids
there,
don't
so.
Go in.
What do
right,
you say?
Let's do it. Look at those people having fun on the beach. Not many in the water. What are you doing? It's hot. Oh, I'll go up to the shower up there. Don't worry. Hey, kids, come on. Don't go in the water. Go up here in the shower. That's where you stay cool.
I think your kids will be fine. I think you'll be fine, too.
Yeah.
I think you will be. I think most people will be A-okay going to the beach this summer.
Except for one.
I would say do your best.
Metro West Bruins.
To stay off the beaches that are closed due to shark sightings. That would be tip number one. When they close the beach due to seeing some sharks.
I love the news.
Don't go to that beach. That would be number one. Tip number one. Yeah. Tip number two. Do your best to not dress like a seal.
Don't go in the honeypot. Don't go in the honeypot. Don't be stupid.
That would be wetsuits with fins.
Right. Oh, and a boogie board.
Do your best not to look like a seal.
Don't dress in black. Don't put on 3-foot black flippers and then have a black bottom boogie board. Go where the sharks are.
Correct. Don't do that.
Okay.
Right. Don't go 60 yards offshore. Do your best not to do that.
Most attacks happen in 3 feet of water. So.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but the people who have been attacked here are the ones that have been way offshore. So keep saying this whole 3 feet thing, but
I love how the news.
But I love how the people who keep getting attacked are the ones that are not close to shore. Yeah. So,
we got any updates on
you? You keep saying that 3 feet of water thing. Get back to us when someone gets attacked in the 3 feet of water.
Well, next week's the 4th of July, and those beaches will be open.
Yes, they will.
Yep.
Yes, they will.
Amity
and I bet
Amity means friendship.
It sure does.
I just love the news stories in the mornings, and you sit on, hello, local shark expert. And I put them on, and yes, well, what we're understanding now are the patterns and, the activities of these sharks and how we, as humans, can be smarter about this and understanding where we can go, where we can't. Yeah. Put a poll in. I did. I got a poll. I see you got a poll too.
So there were sharks that were in Cape Cod Bay as I was reading yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's a lot of, it means there's a lot of sea life there too. That's where the whales are.
On the inside.
Yeah. Cape Cod Bay, where inside. All the whale boats go. Yeah.
Inside of the bay.
Jesus. So now seals are over there too. Like everywhere. Wait till they start hitting.
A lot of seals down in Chatham today, by the way.
No, the bass were in the bay.
Seen some aerial shots of that.
Easy meals, they said on the report.
Easy meals.
The bass is fat right now too. I gotta get down here.
The white sharks are after easy meals, and this time, it's not seals.
We'd been hearing from the charter captain that fish Cape Cod Bay routinely that the white sharks have been eating the striped bass off their lines.
Easy meals.
So they go to the bay for bass, and they go to the ocean side for the seals.
Now must they're finding nice. They like to change up their meals.
Plethora of food, like a smorgasbord.
You don't like to eat the same thing every meal, do you? You like to change it up, right?
I get a big.
Sometimes you like chicken. Sometimes you like steak. So
yeah, I get eat steak every day.
Sometimes they like bass. Sometimes they like seal.
They're sitting there. I don't want to go all the way to the ocean side. Let's just have some bass.
Yeah, let's have a little bass.
Yeah, a couple of them. Like you know what? The big Bertha there. You know, you got tagged. Your girth is more. She went to the Awake 180 location in Cape Cod Bay out in the middle and said, "Hey, lay off the blubbery seals. Go get you some nice.
They're eating a little more
some
lean.
Nice striped bass." Yeah, kind of cut
and let's
down
wait for a
fat.
Gigantic boat to come by. They'll catch them, and we'll just take them off their lines. We don't even have to catch them.
Right. When you get that fish in distress, blood in the water, your guts and chum. Yeah. Those sharks aren't stupid. They think they're like the size of a pea, their brain.
It's like when we get food drops. They just bring it to us.
Yeah, I think the sharks are smarter than we give them credit for.
I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah, you turn them upside down. What are you going to do, sleep? You going to do that to me? Guess what I'm going to do? Fall asleep. Of course they fall asleep. These sharks are smarter than they get credit for.
617-779-0985. Let's take.
And we are not wishing for anybody to get attacked, too, because we don't need that flake.
I don't need that.
We do not do that here.
90 seconds. We've got headlines with McCone. You know, tell us about UConn going back to the Big East again.
Top of the headlines. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course they are. Electric.
Can't wait for that. Get you caught up on everything. We're right back. No.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.